And welcome back. George Norrie along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, as you just heard. Ben, let's go to the phones. You ready for more? West of the Rockies, Galadriel in the state of Washington. Welcome to the show. Hi, Galadriel.
Galadriel, what a pretty name. What a pretty name.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ben. Hi, George. It's been a while.
Hi.
I was diagnosed with cancer 7 months ago, told I had 6 months to live if I didn't treat it. So I've been treating it with Carnivora and SEACT. And 2 weeks ago, my blood work was all normal.
Wow.
And I had necrosis in my hip, and there's no more necrosis in the hip. They can't find it.
Wow. So that's a great story.
Miracle.
Miracle. Thank you for sharing that. That should be so inspiring.
You're welcome. But here's my question.
Yeah.
So I'm losing weight still. I'm still taking my herbs. I'm also wondering about what is the best way to feed my body.
The best way to what? Say that again.
Feed
your body.
Feed your body. Two things you want to do. Number one, you want to be doing protein. You want to be doing resistance training in combination with protein. I would get on the TMR shake from Longevity, and then I would get some. If you don't want to go to the gym's great. If you go to the gym, you got to kind of be a little bit careful because you don't want to exercise wrong. But what you could do is body weight exercises. You could do push-ups, or you can lean against a wall and push against the wall, sitting and standing. You don't want, when you're losing weight and you're trying to gain weight, you don't want fat. You want muscle. And let me tell you something. Muscle, as we get older, becomes critically important for longevity. Number one, muscle is it sensitizes the body to blood sugar. For diabetics, building muscle is critical. For movement, building muscle is very important. And, of course, after you have cancer, the body's in a weakened state, particularly the muscle and the connective tissue. So get doing some kind of a resistance training, and then when you're done with the resistance training, doing protein. I like the TMR shake. I'm telling you, this thing is so delicious. You feel like you're drinking a chocolate shake. You put the TMR shake with some almond milk. And I know Tommy loves it, too. I told Tommy about it, and he started doing it. You take the TMR shake. I like the chocolate, but there's also vanilla. You put almond milk. You ever seen the unsweetened almond milk, George, the chocolate and vanilla?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's perfect.
Sure,
it's perfect. You got to look at the ingredient decks because some of them have wonky ingredients. You only want almonds in there or almonds and water. And then you put a banana. Drop in a banana. It is so delicious, it'll blow you away. And if you really want to go out, you crack a raw egg. And speaking of eggs, that's another really important power-building food. And so making sure you're getting enough protein, making sure you're doing resistance training, and then, of course, the micronutrients from the Healthy Start Pack. I would get on the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, actually, to make sure you're getting the micronutrients. And congratulations. That is a super cool story, and everybody out there should listen to that. Who's dealing with a degenerative disease or, God forbid, cancer, because that's what the body's capable of. We're all capable of this kind of regeneration. Anybody out there who's dealing with something that seems intractable or frustrating or nobody knows what to do with it, please understand that if you give the body the raw materials it needs and you take out the bad stuff, the human body is divinely mandated to regenerate and heal, and it does it till the day we die. So that's an awesome story. That's inspiring for me. Thank you so much for sharing that, Galadriel.
I love that. We text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben, Jason in Idaho wants you to please explain platelet-rich plasma and how it helps osteoarthritis.
Yes. Have you heard of this, PRP?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really, really successful treatment. So there's components in the blood. We talked earlier about how the blood is loaded with different components. Of course, red blood cells are one of the major components. And one of the pieces or elements in a red blood cell is called a platelet. And platelets are well known for their ability to thicken the blood and clot the blood when you're wounded, but they also initiate healing. And so what they do with platelet-rich plasma is they'll concentrate your platelets. They'll actually have these machines, these centrifuge machines, that will actually take your own plasma and then concentrate the platelets, so you end up with this dense solution of your own wound-healing platelets. and then they inject it back in your tissue. And it's amazingly effective. They're loaded with growth factors and anti-inflammatories and pain relievers and really stupendously valuable. They're used in skincare. They're used in, to treat arthritis, and it can be very, very, very helpful. Now, of course, in order to make sure that your platelets are healthy and your blood cells are healthy, you got to make sure that you're nutriated correctly. But assuming that you're on your Mighty 90 essential nutrients, you're doing everything that you need to do in terms of the basic building blocks, it can be very, very effective.
We're going to Thailand now. First-time caller Scott, welcome to the show. Hi, Scott.
Hi, gentlemen. Pleasure speaking to you.
Hey, Scott.
And my question is, I have tinnitus, really severe.
Yeah.
And I also have the osteoarthritis. And basically, my doctors just got me on painkillers so I can make it through the day.
They don't know what to do.
What can I do?
Yeah, that's a great question. Tinnitus is one of the most miserable, non-life-threatening conditions a human being can have to endure.
And ringing in the ears.
Yeah, that doesn't even begin to describe it, though. As I don't know if Sam, I don't know what kind of sounds you're getting, Sam, but it can be,
Scott.
I can't even imagine. What do you have, Sam?
Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott. What do you have, Scott? Do you have ringing? Or is Scott still there? Okay.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, so what do you have the ringing? Is that what you have in your ear?
Very loud.
Okay, that's horrible, horrible, horrible. Here's the deal. And the doctors are mystified. And this goes back to what we talked about at the beginning of the program. Where you see the health challenge is not where the health challenge begins. The tinnitus is not where the problem begins. It's an inflammatory issue in either the brain or the inner ear is what you're dealing with. And so the problem is inflammation. I heard a guy when you were doing your commercials, there was a physician talking about inflammation. And he's right. Inflammation is the key to health and wellness. We talked about dirty blood earlier. It's really inflamed blood is what we're talking about. Diseases, chronic degenerative diseases, including tinnitus, is inflammatory in nature. So what does this mean? We hear this word all the time, inflammation, inflammation, inflammation. What the heck is inflammation? Inflammation is a protective response. It's a defensive response. The problem is that there's two kinds of inflammation. You have the inflammation that everybody thinks about and knows about when you get a black eye or when you break your leg or when you get a knot on your forehead or when something big happens. You can see inflammation. That's obvious. But what we don't see is invisible inflammation that's microscopic. It's called microinflammation, and it occurs in various areas of the body. But because it's microscopic, we can't see it. We can't detect it. And when it happens in the nerves, it becomes especially problematic. In fact, there's a condition which you and I have talked about many times, George, called peripheral neuropathy. And peripheral neuropathy is a classic example of microinflammation at the level of the nerves that causes a tremendous amount of pain. Well, guess what? Tinnitus is peripheral neuropathy of the nerves in the inner ear or perhaps in the part of your brain where you hear things, sound is sensed. And so what you're dealing with is an inflammatory condition. So the next question is what is the body protecting itself from? Inflammation is a protective response. So the body is in a defensive posture. It's being attacked, and it's responding with a defensive reaction, which is inflammation. So if you have a defensive reaction that you're trying to end, the logical question to ask is, what is the offending agent? What is getting into the system that is triggering the inflammatory response? Well, the answer is not hard to assess because there's not a lot of things that get into the blood. I'm assuming Scott is not an IV drug user. He's not injecting things in through his skin, so that eliminates that route. So what's the other route of administration of the entrance of the bad guys, offending agents that will initiate an inflammatory response? Only one, the intestine, leaky gut. Intestinal permeability. Now, Scott, I don't know you, obviously, just talking to you, but I'll tell you what. You've had digestive problems for a long time. They go hand in hand. It's not possible to not have them. You may not know it. You probably do know it, but a lot of people don't know it. So you got to focus on the intestine. If you go to the doctor, he's not going to know what to do because he's trying to treat the rotten fruit on the tree. It's already rotten. You can't do anything about that. You got to go to the soil. And the root, and that is in the intestine through a leaky gut, and I would be doing all the digestive support supplements. In fact, for you, Scott, what I would suggest is when your tinnitus, does your tinnitus flare up? Does it get worse? Or is it always steady?
Basically, it's constant. It's the same. Okay. Constant. And then towards nighttime, when it's quiet, then you can hear it loud.
Okay. So what you want to do when your tinnitus flares, yes, when it's quiet, that's a little different. But if you have any flare-ups, and this is true for anybody who's dealing with a chronic health condition, flare-ups are your best friend. Why? Because a flare-up gives you real-time information on what you just did within the last hour, 2 hours. So look for flare-ups. If you don't have flare-ups, if it's steady, it's a little bit trickier. But work on the entrance of toxicity through a leaky gut. You will change your life. Food diary, elimination diet. Get on the nightly essence from Longevity. Get on the I-26 that we talked about earlier, the ultimate enzymes, the daily digest, all the digestive support supplements. This is what Longevity excels in, is digestive support supplements and, of course, the Healthy Start Pack. And guess what? The osteoarthritis is the same thing. The osteoarthritis is tinnitus of the joints, or if you prefer, tinnitus is osteoarthritis of the inner ear. It's the same mechanism. It's the same process. It's just occurring in different parts of the body. And this generic nature of bodily breakdown is our reassurance that we can correct the entire system with just a couple of moves. In other words, you're dealing with inflammation. You're not dealing with an ear problem and a joint problem. You're dealing with systemic inflammation that affects the system. Correct the inflammation, the symptoms will resolve. You'll also probably have to build up your joints a little bit, and the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack will help you with that. Good luck with everything.
Let's go east of the Rockies. Steve's with us in New Jersey. Hello, Steve. Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I've been listening devotedly for over 10 years while working night shift at my bakery.
Thank you.
Enjoy the program. You're welcome. And so my question is what protocol is recommended for a Crohn's patient on immunosuppressant biologics looking to withdraw medication while also continuing a structured, healthy lifestyle, including the Longevity supplements?
That's a great question.
In order to prevent any kind of, adverse reaction to not having the medication?
Absolutely. That is a brilliant question. Thank you for asking that. So Crohn's disease, is it for you or somebody you know?
For yourself.
Okay, so Crohn's disease is an inflammatory disease, like we just talked about. It's inflammation, but this time the inflammation is in the intestine. It's in the bowel. And so when you have inflammation in other parts of the body, that's bad. But when you have inflammation in the intestine, now you got a real problem. Because we talked earlier about leaky gut. This is a uber leaky gut, like extreme leaky gut. You have major problems, and they can be seriously painful and debilitating. And this is why they give the drugs. What do they give? By the way, what are the drugs that this gentleman was talking about? What was his name? Steve.
Steve in New Jersey.
Steve, right? So Steve in New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey, too, by the way, Steve. And so when he's talking about Crohn's disease, it's extremely debilitating, number one. And people have Crohn's disease, they can't leave the house sometimes. And on top of that, you're not going to absorb your nutrients. So not only do you have a condition where now you've got toxicity in the bloodstream, streaming into the bloodstream, pouring into the bloodstream. It reminds me of, remember the 1970s, George, when they used to show pictures of Cleveland where the pipes would go into Lake Erie and the toxins and sewage would...
All the crud they'd pour into the water.
You remember that, those pictures?
Oh, yeah.
That's what Crohn's disease is like, except the water is your bloodstream. You can imagine what this is like. So it creates serious toxicity in the body, and on top of that, because nutrients are absorbed in the intestine, now you're malnourished. So you get this 1-2 punch of starvation and toxicity, and it's horrific. So what do the doctors do? They don't know what to do. So what do? They give you drugs. What do the drugs do? They're anti-inflammatory. They shut down the inflammatory system. Why do they shut down the inflammatory system? Because that's what's causing the problem. But what is the logical response if you have a defensive inflammation as a defensive response? What's the logical answer? Stop the stream of toxicity. What you do is, it's a food issue. Crohn's disease is a food issue. It's an issue where the body's not processing food correctly, and this leads to toxicity in the intestine and ultimately in the body. So what do you do for Crohn's disease? Number one, and I know I've said it before, I've said it probably 5 times already today, I have to keep saying it because it's the key to everything. You do a food diary. You write down the foods that make your symptoms worse. And if you're in an extreme state, then it may be a lot of foods for you, but you got to know what you're dealing with here. You can't do any scientific procedure without data, and you need data. And so you do a food diary, you find out the problem foods, and you start to eliminate foods. Immediately, you're going to feel better. In fact, if you just fasted for a day or two, you'd feel better just by not putting food in the system.
Just take supplements and water.
Just drink water. You don't even need the supplements necessarily for a couple of days, but yes, do supplements. But certainly no food, nothing that the body has to process. And so that alone will make you feel better. And then when you start to eliminate foods, you're going to feel better as well. Then you're going to be able to start to wean yourself off your medication. Then you start to use nutrition for the gut. And we talked about, you know, I hate to keep repeating myself, but there's a ton of nutrients. I would get on the Fucoid Z immediately. I'd get on today. If I was counseling somebody with Crohn's disease, I'd say get on the Fucoid Z today. It'll give you rapid relief and it will start to heal the gut. But then you're going to want the Nightly Essence, I-26. You're probably going to want collagen peptides. I would also do the Ultimate Enzymes and make sure you're doing digestive enzymes with your meals. We have a product called Daily Digest, anything you could do for digestive health. And let me tell you something. This is a condition that can begin to resolve itself quickly. You can begin to feel better within days when you do this correctly. And this is true for not just Crohn's disease, for celiac disease, for ulcerative colitis, for irritable bowel disease, all of these things. George, there's so many things that could go wrong in the body, but I can't think of anything that is more horrific, more of a nightmare than to have the abdominal pain and cramping and diarrhea and just unbelievable discomfort and agony that can occur in the intestine. It's truly, truly a debilitating nightmare, and it's so tragically unnecessary. So I encourage you to start working on this tonight. I would get the Fucoid Z as soon as possible because that will give you some quick results, but all the other nutrients as well as the food diet and the elimination diet, and you can make a significant difference within days.
Spell that out, Ben.
Which Fucoid Z?
Yeah.
F as in Frank, U as in uncle, C as in cat, O as in Oscar, I as in igloo, D as in David, and then the letter Z. You want about 3 or 4 capsules, maybe once or twice a day, maybe twice a day to start and then back down to once a day. And they'll know what it is if you call 1-855-949-7234. They'll know what it is. And I should also, George, if it's okay, I encourage people to email. A lot of times people don't like to call. Send us emails. Dr. Drew Peterson, he's a genius when it comes to the longevity products, and he answers everybody personally. So send emails to support@health@criticalhealthnews.com. Health@criticalhealthnews.com. We love getting emails. We love connecting with people. Because at the end of the day, George, this is about people. This is about the people at the other end of the equation here. We're providing the products, but it's really about the people. And like it says in Kings, in the book of Kings, you know, 1,000 years ago, my people perished, 2,000 years ago, my people perished for lack of knowledge. And that's what's happening today. We're going to change that situation. That's what longevity is all about. And if you like what we're talking about here, join us in the business opportunity. This is a great way to learn about nutrition for yourself and for your family and to make some money at the same time, to learn about products, to learn about health issues, to learn about nutrition in general, and make some money at the same time.
All I know is we've got some listeners who've been faithful listeners for years, Ben. All of a sudden, we don't hear from them anymore. Mm. They've passed on. They passed on. And if we can help one person,
yes, sir.
Just one person,
it's worth it, isn't it? Absolutely.
We're going to come back in just a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs and take final phone calls. Pharmacist Ben is with CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO or 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. To the international line now we go. Don in Canada's with us. Hey, Donald, go ahead. Don, you with us? Don from the international line has departed. Let's try Todd in Washington. Hey, go ahead, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Thank you, George and Mr. Fuchs and Tom Danheiser. Now, I'd like to ask you about eating disorders such as gluten and sugar intake. Now, I do take your Tangy Tangerine and your Rebound and your collagen, and I just have had a serious relapse with all of these gluten products, and I'd like to know if you have a panacea to...
Are you liking the bread? Is that your gluten?
It's
just your gluten?
Very destructive, you know, I mean... The way the supermarkets are run, you know, it's like you guys are going to have to text Robert Kennedy to get all of these cup of noodles and everything out of the store.
They're terrible. The processed food is killing people. Ultra-processed food now. You know, it's not even processed food. It's ultra-processed food. You know, 70 to 80% of our calories these days come from ultra-processed food. That is food that is made up of components that themselves are not food, that themselves are processed. So it's a horrific situation. The best thing you can do, my friend, is more protein. That's for sure. Anybody who's a sugar addict, and a lot of folks who are sugar addicts, protein gives you slow-release sugar. Protein is turned into sugar, and this is very important for diabetics and folks who are trying to keep their blood sugar under control to recognize. Protein gets turned into sugar, but the body does it in a very slow, sustained release way. So you can achieve many of the benefits, not the quick hit, the pleasure that we get from sugar, but you can get a lot of the energy benefits by getting more protein. Protein is filling and it's satisfying in a way that sugar and carbohydrates aren't, and bread and pasta and all the gluten-containing foods aren't as well. So I would be doing a TMR shake, for example, which we talked about earlier. I love that as a source of protein. If you have problems with your intestines secondary to gluten, you might want to consider all the digestive support supplements that we talked about, probiotics, the Nightly Essence, the I-26. Gluten is what it sounds like. It's glue, and it glues your intestines, the cells of your intestine, and it causes inflammatory reactions. And by the way, gluten can cause problems in the brain too, and in the nervous system. It's not just and in the skin. It's not just not just in the intestine, but that's largely where the big problems with gluten come from. So you might want to consider some digestive support as well. But to lay off the breads and the pastas and the gluten-containing foods, and then the sugar that you talked about, more protein. That's definitely the answer. And I like the TMR shake.
What do you think of blueberries, strawberries, things like that? They're the best, huh?
Potentially, theoretically, let's say. The problem is with pesticides, there's no real skin on the blueberry or on the strawberry. So the pesticide goes right into it. And so you got to be careful with the berries. However, just theoretically, the active ingredients, the nutrition in berries, is off the charts. All berries, especially blueberries and raspberries. Strawberries a little less so, but even still, any berries. Berries are just powerful, powerful nutritional medicine. Not so much because they contain the essential nutrients that we've talked about earlier, but because they contain what are called adaptogens. Have you heard this term, adaptogens? These are nutrients that help the body not in the same way a vitamin or a mineral does, but in a protective fashion. That's why they call them adaptogens. They help the body adapt. And these berries are loaded with adaptogens for the brain and the nervous system, for the eyes, for the skin, for the liver. It's just phenomenal. Plus, they taste great. Who doesn't like berries? You know, make yourself a berry smoothie with just fresh berries and almond milk and throw a couple ice cubes in there. Put it in the fridge. It is so refreshing. It's unbelievable. No, you don't need any sugar. The berries are plenty sweet. But you do have to be careful with the pesticides.
Karen in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Karen.
Hi, good evening. Hey. I'm just very grateful for the important work you both do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm in a lot of pain, a tremendous amount of pain, and so that is an issue. And the second part of that is I do not wish to have another surgery. And I'm going to tell you briefly what happened. 30 years ago, I was in a sledding accident, and I hit a wall head first.
Oh, my.
I've had 3 spine surgeries. I have a rod and a fusion in my spine at 4 or 5. And now, of course, and no one told me, so I'm hoping people will take heed. When you have fusion and rod in your spine, your SI joints start to go after a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's an after effect of spinal surgery. And mine was successful. That was 15 years ago, the last one. I have a bleeding ulcer, so that bears out everything you've been saying, as well as tinnitus.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, from the spine, I need to have my neck rebuilt at 3 levels, all from the same injury. I have tried Tangy Tangerine on 3 different occasions, but even a quarter of a teaspoon in a bottle of water, like 10 ounces of water, upsets my ulcer, my bleeding ulcer. So I'm just at a loss.
You got a world of hurt there, ma'am. You know, why don't you do this? What is your name, ma'am?
Karen.
Karen. You know, yeah. Why don't you send an email? Because you're gonna need some handholding here, ma'am. Why don't you send an email to health@criticalhealthnews.com, and we're gonna get back to you personally, and we're gonna work with you personally because you have a lot more going on than I can tell you just in a brief phone conversation. Although I will tell you one thing that I would suggest you do is go get something called a type of body work called Rolfing. Rolfing. Have you heard that term?
I haven't heard of that.
Rolfing is an incredible body work. I mean an incredible body work. After you have surgery, what people don't realize is most surgical patients will end up with something called adhesions. And these adhesions, particularly in spinal, if you have spinal surgery, can be really debilitating. And they don't tell you this before you go into surgery. So this is why pre- and post-surgery becomes incredibly important that you use nutritional supplements, pre- and post-surgery. But, you know, it's too late for that now, so I would get Rolfing done. Rolfing is a bodywork a bodywork technique that was developed by a lady named Rolf, Ida Rolf. And she lives here in Boulder, by the way, and the Rolfing Institute is here in Boulder. And it's an incredibly valuable bodywork. I mean, really valuable. For anybody who has any kind of debilitating connective tissue disorders or scar tissue or adhesions, it can be very vital. So I would suggest you do that right away. Look into Rolfing, Rolfing, and then send an email to health@criticalhealthnews.com. Explain the situation. We'll get back. We're gonna handhold you because you need some hands-on stuff. I can't really give you absolutely everything on a phone call. Is that okay, Karen?
All right, thanks for that, Ben.
Thank you.
Tom, you've got a text and tweet for Ben. What do you have?
Hey, Ben, Cameron in Kentucky wants to know why people feel bloated after eating and how do you stop it?
People feel bloated after eating because they're not only feeding themselves, they're feeding their bacteria. You got bacteria, trillion. You got more bacterial cells in your body than you do human cells. In fact, a compelling case could be made for the fact that we're just carrying cases. We're just the transport system for bacteria. That's how significant the bacteria are in our bodies. When we eat the wrong kinds of food, it goes into our intestine, and the bacteria eat the food. And one of the byproducts of bacterial processing and digestion is gas, sometimes very smelly gas, but not always smelly gas. It could just be gas that puts pressure against the intestine, and that we experience that as bloating and discomfort. So what you're experiencing is the bacterial byproduct of the food that you're eating, which means you got to do two things. Change the food you're eating, number one, and get yourself on the I-26, which kills off the bad bacteria that are producing that gas. So it's a twofold approach, correcting the digestive environment, the intestinal environment, using I-26 as well as the nightly essence, and then also making sure that you're changing your diet. Another thing that's very interesting is when we don't make enough stomach acid, and more people are low stomach acid than high stomach acid, bacteria proliferate because the acid in the stomach is supposed to kill bacteria. So when we don't make enough stomach acid, bacteria can proliferate in the intestine, and this causes a condition called SIBO, S-I-B-O, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And you're starting to hear more and more about it, but you're going to be hearing even more about it. And one of the causes of SIBO is not making enough stomach acid. So I always encourage people to use Ultimate Enzymes, which contains stomach acid, as well as apple cider vinegar with your meals, or even Beyond Tangy Tangerine with your meals. You know, we talk about Beyond Tangy Tangerine first thing in the morning or during the day and all day long, but with meals, it'll help acidify the contents of your stomach so you get better digestion, plus you'll be getting nutrients as you're eating. You'll be getting important micronutrients to support the digestive process as well as to support other processes in the body.
Next up, east of the Rockies, Thea is with us in the state of Wisconsin. Hello, Thea.
Hello, Thea.
Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Ben. It's great to talk to you again.
Hi.
For one of the previous callers, I want to recommend two things, Ezekiel bread and einkorn flour.
Uh-huh. This is the gentleman with the gluten probably, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's good, very good advice.
Yeah, I'm getting to, I've started learning to make einkorn bread. It's easy and very delicious.
You say it's easy. It's not that easy. You must be a chef or a baker or something.
Well, I messed in the kitchen, yeah.
Yeah, it's not that easy.
It's true.
But Ezekiel bread's awesome. I'm a fan, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. My question is, what foods do you recommend to rejuvenate thinning hair in postmenopausal women?
Ah, fats. It's all in the fats. The secret is in the fats. For healthy skin, for beautiful skin, for bones, for connective tissue, for vitality, for wonderful hair. As women age, as we all age, but especially women, you don't process your fats as effectively, and this accounts for a lot of distress. I would make sure I was eating healthy fats, first of all, and staying away from processed fats and fried oils and cooked oils and salad oils that you get at the grocery store, making sure you're getting your ultimate EFAs and your fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K, avocados, eggs, fatty fish, raw nuts. Anything that has fat in it is going to be in your interest to use in addition to the fatty supplements. And then one of the worst things a woman can do during menopause is what all women, for some reason, love to do, and that's wine and cheese. And wine and cheese are hot flashes in a bottle. They're menopausal symptoms in a bottle, in the case of wine, or in cheese in a package. So you got to be really careful about certain foods that will trigger inflammatory histaminic responses that are associated with menopausal symptoms. And by the way, women have come to expect anxiety and hot flashes and night sweats and breast tenderness and weird, depression and weight gain, all these things that happen during menopause. That's not supposed to happen. You can get away with a beautiful, wonderful menopause with none of those symptoms by changing the way you eat, avoiding all the foods I just mentioned, especially the wine and the cheese, but the sweets and the breads and the insulin-spiking foods especially, and the cooked fats and processed fats, and making sure you're getting quality fats from foods as well as from your ultimate EFAs, as I mentioned, and your fatty vitamins.
What's wrong with cheese, Ben?
It's not that there's anything wrong with cheese, but it can be inflammatory and it can trigger what they call histamine responses in certain susceptible women, and it can be linked to heat, hot flashes, night sweats, and changes in body temperature. Not for everybody, but it can be a problem. Likewise, wine. Not for everybody, but it can definitely be a problem.
Let's go west of the Rockies. Matt's with us in the state of Washington. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Matt.
Good, buddy.
Hey. I'm calling about a neighbor friend of mine. She has thoracic outlet syndrome. She's had 8 surgeries, and her body's full of hardware now. Is there anything that can be done for that with metal now in the body?
For thoracic outlet syndrome?
Yeah.
You said metal? What did you say about metal?
Like hardware. They did surgeries on her,
yeah,
her spine and things.
Yeah. Thoracic outlet, for the listeners, thoracic outlet syndrome is where you have a compression in in the space between your neck and your shoulders. And it can cause some pretty serious pain and numbness and tingling. I would suggest movement exercises. In fact, if you go on YouTube, there's all kinds of really interesting exercises that you can do to open things up by stretching your arms out certain directions and just moving. Believe it or not, if you stretch your arms out in certain directions and move your fingers in a certain way, you can actually do some really cool things to relieve thoracic outlet syndrome. Also, body work, as we talked about earlier, can help. We talked about rolfing. I wouldn't have any surgical procedures. I wouldn't have any metal put in the system. You really want to avoid surgical procedures at all costs unless you have no options. And then also building the connective tissue is important. Get on the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack if you want supplements. By the way, the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, they call it the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, and it may help you with thoracic outlet syndrome, but the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack is an anti-wrinkle pack as well. It's not only for the connective tissue in bones and joints. It's for the connective tissue in the skin. It's for the connective tissue in the vascular system, the blood vessels. It's for the connective tissue in the heart. It's for the connective tissue everywhere. So the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack should be called the Healthy Aging Pack because it's good for building the connective tissue, for slowing down and reversing the aging process. And that might help your friend with thoracic outlet syndrome as well.
Ben, give out that email address one more time because we're getting lots of calls.
Health@criticalhealthnews.com. We answer all the emails. We love hearing from you, and we love connecting with you as well. And anybody who's dealing with a health challenge, please understand, it is every single thing that you're dealing with, you can begin to reverse. Depending on how far down the rabbit hole you are, it may take longer, but you can begin the reversal process immediately. And please take advantage of this God-given ability that the Lord has imparted on our bodies.
Once again, thank you for your service with us, Ben. Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. Up next, a little bit of witchcraft on Coast to Coast.